Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we begin from the Sefer Torah, from the beginning once again, but more with trepidation than with the usual joy. Let's look into the parasha and see. We have a little bit of an insight that would help us with our functioning as Avdei Hashem during this difficult time. When man is created, the Torah says, "Vayifach ba'apav nishmas chayim." Kadosh Baruch Hu blew through his nostrils a soul of life. Then the pasuk says, "Vayehi ha'adam lenefesh chaya," and the person became a living person. Rashi says, "Lenefesh chaya." He quotes the Targum, "Nefesh memalala," that human beings are able to speak. They're human beings who are unique among the creatures that Hashem created, and their ability to speak. There's a problem with this Rashi. Where in the pasuk did Rashi see this? Rashi doesn't come to tell us drushes or midrashim. Rashi comes to tell us pshat, and we have a rule that Rashi's coming to answer some sort of question. What's the question? What's wrong with the pasuk? V'yifach ba'apav nishmas chayim, v'yihi adam ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. What's wrong? Netziv in his Pirush on Chumash answers this with a klal. And it's a klal that he repeats numerous times throughout the Hamikdavar, his Sefer on Chumash. Let me share the klal. He says, "Shayrish chai b'loshen hakodesh, mashmoi pam chai v'loy meis, upam chai v'loy otzeis." The idea of being alive in Chumash, its meaning, is found in two ways. One is that a person is alive as opposed to being dead. In other words, he's a living human being. Chai means something else as well. Sometimes you have a living human being, but he's not able to function properly. He's depressed. He's not functional. He doesn't have a simchas chayim. That's a lack of life as well. In Lashon Kodesh, the word chai or chayim refers to life. Chaya refers to a person who's alive. Even in English, you say he's levedik, he's alive in Yiddish, in English. Chaya is used that way. So what bothered Rashi is Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. Chayim, I understand, means life. Vaya Adam Lenefesh Chaya, and a person was a functioning, outgoing human being. He says, Tagmonkulus nefesh mamalo. That's what chaya means. Chaya means not just that he was alive. The pasuk is adding that he was nefesh mamalo. He was a person that was outgoing, able to communicate, able to function well with other human beings. And therefore, we have an insight into the very life that human beings have, the idea of tachlis achayim, the purpose of God's life that he gave us, is not just to be alive, to breathe in and out and have a beating heart and functioning inner organs. But more than that, the tachlis of a person's life is to be able to function with a clear mind, with a menuchas nefesh, with a serenity, and without being able to function with clarity and purpose, there's something missing in the chayim of the person. He's not chay bishleimus. The pasuk says, "Tzadik be'emunasa yichya." A tzadik lives by his faith. Life is challenging. There's a lot in life to get a person down. There are many moments, many opportunities for a person to feel a lack of energy and a lack of ability to function properly. There are many such moments. Tzadik be'emunasa yichya. The chaya, the ability to live and function, comes from the faith of a person. When there are moments that we're down and we find it hard to function, tzadik be'emunasai, the Torah really gives a person this ability. The Tziv later in Parshas Vayeschanan, the beginning of Perek Dalet, adds to this theme. In Pirkei Avos Perek Beis, it says, mar be'Torah, mar be'chayim. When a person adds Torah to his life, he adds chayim to his life. The Tziv explains that it doesn't just mean that you live longer. There are people that were Marbet Torah that didn't live longer. but it means the simchas hachayim, the feeling of life. Jews, even in the ghetto, Jews, even when they suffered pogroms in different parts of the world, they gathered in the evening in the Batei Midrashim, and they were alive with their Avodas Hashem. They were alive with their Ksais and their Nesivis and tumbling about learning. Some people learn are less alive. They're not into it. They're not functioning totally. But the goal of a Yid is to be alert, to be aware, be attentive. And that in Avodas Hashem, we see that as life. A tzara, a difficulty in life that has no purpose, it leaves a person drained. He's missing in his chiyus. Someone who believes that whatever comes his way has a purpose, that whatever comes his way, as confusing as it may be, has its tachlis, has its purpose, such a person is chai. Be'emunasa yichya, such a person really lives. In a third place, in Parshas Ekev, the beginning of Perek Ches, the Netziv discusses this again and adds a new dimension. The pasuk there says, "Kol hamitzvah asher nechi mitzavecha hayoyim tishmurun la'asayis l'man tichyun." For all the mitzvahs that I've given you, tishmurun la'asayis, be careful to obey them, to follow them. L'man tichyun, so that you have chiyus, so that you have life. You understand that you're really a marbe Torah, marbe chayim. Limun and shmiras hamitzvahs gives a person a chiyus, a purpose in his life, even in times of challenge and difficulty. But wait, it says l'man tichyun with an endonun. That endonun usually shows that something is smaller than it would have otherwise been. The little chiyus. What does it mean tichyun as opposed to tichyeh? Says in its Siv, the neshama of a Jew is incomplete. The simchas hachaim and sense of purpose is incomplete. As long as a person is not in Eretz Yisrael. And when a person is in Chutz La'aretz, that connection is never a complete connection. That chiyus in a serving Hashem is never complete. Maybe that's what Chazal mean when they say that when you go into a Beis Medrash, a Beis Medrash, that's different. It's like Eretz Yisrael, the place where you can have that chiyus of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the message is that you want to really be alive, you have to have a certain chiyus in life, a certain sense of purpose in life. There are challenges. People are ill. People are poor. People are suffering from Sargit Lubanim. If it's all arbitrary, it's very, very painful. Where is God? But if we understand that there's a purpose, that gives chiyus to a person. That gives a person something, something more. In times of challenge such as these, the feelings are overwhelming. We don't have kayach. Very hard for us to function, knowing what's going on. Very, very difficult. How do we go forward? The psychology of a human being is that his motivation is divided between the kayach halev and the kayach hamayach. The ability that comes from it, an emotional enthusiasm, and the ability that comes from a mayach, from a seichel, from a sense of mission. They're two different things. When you talk about seichel, intelligence, sense of mission, the intellect of a person has the ability to withstand difficulties. A person can have a kasha. Anybody who learns Gemara knows that with all the amelus, with all the effort you put into learning, sometimes you just end with a kasha. Sometimes the Gemara itself says, kasha, it's difficult. It doesn't take away from the geschmack of learning. It doesn't take away from the chiyus of learning. There's a kasha. Sometimes, adarabba, the kasha gives the geschmack. We say in Yiddish, besser, a good kasha via shvacha teretz. A good kasha is satisfying more than a weak answer. If someone asks his Rebbe and he says, I don't know, not depressing. It means a good kasha lifts up a person. The klal is that as long as a person functions with seichel and intellect, it doesn't bring a person to depression. On the contrary, it brings a person to asmada, If a person has a difficulty, and the difficulty is in understanding, it's in the kayach haseichel, our intellect knows that we can't answer every kasha. The emotional part of a human being is not that way. The kayach halev is different. The kayach halev suffers when there's a kasha. Suffers greatly. When things happen to a person, and he looks to heaven, he says, God, I don't understand. It takes away his wind. It takes away his clarity. It creates bahalah, it's mevalbel people. Without eitzais, if a person is stuck and he sees no way out, that's eitzavayim. That's depression. And it makes a person unable to function. It causes a person to take wrong eitzis, wrong ideas. Yishav hadas is the opposite of intellectual panic. It doesn't come together. Sometimes it's better to make no decision than to make a decision when depressed. Sometimes you leave it with a kasha. Sometimes we're desperate to try to help. Not a reason to grab onto donations to charities that may or may not be real. Sometimes we have a difficulty and we feel no energy. The emotional part of us finds it hard to daven. We need to be miskaber the seichel. The mayach needs to be stronger. The mayach has to do it. I remember once I had gone with one of the talmidim of the yeshiva to see a yeshiva in the Baltimore area. And we had a flight back to New York at Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C. There's a shuttle that flies every hour. And as we were waiting, they announced that due to a storm in New York, the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock shuttles are canceled. It was 5 o'clock. Everyone rushed the counter to try to get the remaining seat on the 9 o'clock shuttle. I turned to the young man with me, and I said, quick, let's go to the rent-a-car counter, because in 15 minutes, the rent-a-car counter will be crowded with people looking to rent a car that can go one way to New York. And we rented a car and went. The yeshiva man uses his seichel. Emotionally, you rush the counter so that you're one of the 100 people trying to get the 5 seats available. When the intellect kicks in, people make better decisions. In the introduction to Mishlei, in Medrash Rabbah, is a machlaikis. Medrash asks, what's greater, the mayach or the lev, the brain or the heart? Who are the bali machlaikis? Who argues about it? David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. David says the mayach, the brain, is more. And Shlomo says the lev, the emotion, is more. Anybody who learns this is astounded. David, Tehillim, that's the heart of the Jewish people. Shlomai, he's the Chacham Mikol Adam. He's the intellect. He's the brain. And it's the opposite. David says the brain is more, the mayach, and Shlomo says the lev is more. What's going on? The answer is, Shlomo HaMelech lived during good times. There were no wars during his times. It was peaceful. Jews were successful and prosperous. In good times, your emotion can lead you. Your joy, your simchas achayim could lead you. David lived during times of war. He took Klal Yisrael to battle multiple times. During times of tzara, David says, the mayach is first. You have to lead with your brain. You have to lead with your seichel. We have to get a hold on ourselves. We said we're going to storm the heavens with prayer. We're going to storm the heavens with tefillah. What does it mean? What do you mean to storm? What are you going to do? Gather and storm the heavens? I'll tell you what it means. It means when you, the individual, stand Shemayna Esrei, it's a different Shemayna Esrei. And if you multiply by hundreds and thousands, then we're storming the heavens. When your Shemayna Esrei is said, if it's said with words of, with feeling, we say, Re'eina v'anyeinu. The bracha of Re'ei is for brachas of during its tzara, during the galus. If when you get to that, you're storming the heaven, that's what you should be doing. The lave gets you depressed. It makes it hard to have a good davening. The mayach, the seichel, makes it stronger. Yiddish kinder who are soldiers on the battlefront, the soldier has to be guided by his brain, not by his emotion. Emotions are too overwhelming. You have to be guided, he has to be guided with his brain. If we are going to be the soldiers of Achenu B'nai Yisrael, and we're going to be the mispalim for them, we're going to be their representatives, we're there for them, if we're there for them, then we need to let our seichel lead. We have to use our seichel, we have to use our brain. We have to do what we know is the smart thing to do. That's not to say we're that emotional, we're all emotional. It's very, very hard. Very, very challenging. It's challenging for the soldiers too. Frightening for the soldiers too. May Kadosh Baruch Hu grant us a way out. A way out of the terrible difficulties in which we find ourselves, in which Klal Yisrael finds itself. We're in a trap with no exit strategy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us a Yeshua at the 11th hour. We suffered so much pogrom in our day. And don't fool yourself. This week, the governments express support for Israel. Next week they'll criticize Israel, and a week later they'll sanction Israel. The Umas HaElam are not going to be our help. It's only Avinu Shebashamayim. Let us help. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us get out of this difficult time. More important, let us feel that we deal with it properly. Let us feel that we're doing what we have to do during this time. And Bezos Hashem will succeed. And serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly and being able to come to a time of greater joy. Be alive. Be a chai. Don't be depressed. Be alive in your Avodas Hashem. See a mission, like any soldier sees a mission and puts aside feelings to go and do what he has to do. May it be a Shabbos of Besuras Tavis for one and all. A good Shabbos.